You may have missed it, but President Donald Trump dubbed last week Infrastructure Week. So we had our congressional correspondent Matt Laszlo check in with our lawmakers in Washington to see how the effort is going to pass Trump's hoped-for $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Here's his report.
President Trump desperately wants a major legislative victory, which is why he held a Rose Garden ceremony with House Republicans after only their chamber passed an overhaul of Obamacare, a bill he later told Republican senators was mean. But Trump and his agenda remain bogged down by the Russia investigation, and he keeps distracting Congress with tweets that Republican leaders have tried to get him to stop sending out. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Trump needs to rise above.
You know, I mean, I've seen this through several administrations, and it is always a challenge in Washington. You know, it's a place where, you know, often the stuff that is sort of most exciting to the media isn't the actual, you know, hard work of the policy changes that have got to be made.
That's why Cheney is still hopeful Congress can send this freshman president a massive infrastructure bill this year.
I think that, you know, our task as members of Congress is to just keep our eye on the ball in terms of the change that's needed for the people of the country and for the people of Wyoming, and not let sort of the background noise and the media coverage of a lot of the scandal, so-called scandal, take over.
As for the president's plan, Cheney says she can't support something that is void of details.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we haven't seen a proposal yet, and so it'll depend on what's in the proposal. It'll depend on how the funding is set up. So, you know, it's impossible to say, yes, this will pass or no, it won't, until we actually see what a bill looks like.
Cheney does say she wants coastal states to pony up more money than rural states because she says trucks traveling from the Southwest or California use Wyoming highways.
But certainly if you look at something like I-80, I think that the wear and tear in Wyoming is certainly not just from Wyoming folks, Wyoming vehicles. And so we ought to make sure we're finding ways that we don't have to bear the brunt of that.
On the other side of the aisle, Democrats have produced infrastructure plans that have flesh on the bones. Senate Democrats released a proposal early in this Congress, and more recently, progressives dropped their own $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison, a vice chair of the DNC, says Trump's recently released budget reveals he's abandoned his base when it comes to his promise to create jobs and support rural America.
The president's budget just represents a complete abandonment of working America. It's a turning of his back on them. And, you know, he went to them and sold them jobs, infrastructure, and fair trade. And what he's given them is a literal devastation of a social safety net program.
Republicans see it much differently, but when it comes to infrastructure, major hurdles remain for the GOP. Still, Wyoming Junior Senator John Barrasso remains optimistic, and he chairs the Senate's Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, so he's got a seat at the head table.
We're working with the White House on this. I'm working with the Democrats, continue to work with them. It's a bipartisan effort. The president's focused on that as well. So, yeah, we need to get this done. It's an important part of the components that the country needs. There are roads, bridges, dams all around the country that need work.
One of the biggest hurdles facing the GOP is how to pay for a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. The president wants a private-public partnership to pay for it, but rural lawmakers say that won't work out west. Barrasso says that's a concern.
Well, you need to do basically a menu of different options to pay for different parts of it. These private-public partnerships work very well in big cities and in the Rocky Mountain West. Even, you know, you look at I-470 around Denver, I mean, that works well. And because you still have a bigger population, but in Wyoming, that's not going to work well.
Barrasso has allies in his effort to derail the public-private partnership proposal to pay for the bulk of a new infrastructure plan, because there are many rural lawmakers on his powerful committee.
There's all this money overseas, trillions of dollars that I want to get using repatriation, bring that money back that can then be used for infrastructure projects. I think we ought to be eliminating some unnecessary programs. You can use some of that money for rural America, you know, a position that I believe that our committee is going to have just based on the makeup of the committee, is funding with government involvement.
The president is still pushing the Senate to pass a health care overhaul as soon as possible. And he wants a massive tax reform package passed, which is why critics are starting to doubt he can also get a huge infrastructure package through this Congress. Wyoming lawmakers remain optimistic, though they're still waiting on those pesky little details. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.